We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting the last line of Chav Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rav Zera L'Shamei. Rav Zera told his Shamis, Echavin, be Mechavin, v'talk ali, and blow shofar for me. Have me in mind and blow shofar for me. Alma, we see him here. Kesav Mashmiya by Kavana. You see, the person who's being mighty, someone else has to have Kavana to be mighty. Like Rashi says, Tiskavin L'Skoya B'Shmi Loitzi Eni Dechavasi. Have Kavana to blow for me. It says in our Mishnah, someone was passing behind the shul. So his house was next to the shul. He heard the shofar, he heard the megillah. If he's mechavin yotze, we had before, not a machlokes. Rava said it means just that you listen, you know you're hearing the shofar, or you know you're hearing megillah is enough because mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. That was pshat in this Mishnah. If you learn pasuk that it means he's mechavin to be yotze, then yotze v'mlav lo yotze. But the problem is, even if you have kavana, it means the shemeya, the person listening has kavana. He doesn't have mechavan today. He's not mechavan for you. The chazan doesn't know about you. You're outside the shul. He has no idea about you. And for the Gemara, no, you're right. You need kavana. Here it's different. In the case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a basic Knesset, there it's a Shliach Tzibur. A Shliach Tzibur has mind anyone who wants to be yaitzah with him. The daita kulei alma. He has das on everyone to be yaitzah with everyone. Toshima, let's start bringing another ayah from a different halacha. Neskavein shemeya. If the shemeya will have kavana, v'loy neskav mashmiya, and the mashmiya did not have kavana, or neskav mashmiya, the mashmiya, which means one who's blowing, had kavana, v'loy neskav shemeya, the person listening did not have kavana. Lo yotza achi eschavin shemeya mashmiya. You're not yotza until both are mechavin. Katani. Mashmiya dumi the shemeya. We're assuming the same kavana of a shemeya is the kavana of the mashmiya. Mas shemeya shemeya laatzma. Just like a shemeya is having kavana for himself to be yaitza. Af mashmiya means mashmiya laatzma. He's having kavana for himself to be yaitza. That's enough for everyone else. Viktani. So one guy says viktani yaitza, and it says yaitza if you have kavana. You see, you don't have to have kavana lahaitzi. Even if you go viktani lo yaitza, it means it's only lo yaitza because he didn't have kavana. But if you have kavana, which means laatzma, you would be yaitza. So you see from here, you don't have to have the other person in mind. So Gemara says, you're right, Tanoi. It's Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanakam will hold that you don't have to be might see the other person have Kavana, and the Eisi hold you do have to. Tanoi, the Tanya. Shemeya, Shemeya La'atzmai, Mashmiya, Shemeya La'vidarka. This person has to hear Mecham to be Yotze. And the Mashmiya is La'vidarka. He just blows by himself, and La'atzmai, and everyone else can be Yotze. I'm Rav Yosi, Medvamur, Mashiach Tzibur. It's only Mashiach Tzibur who's having everyone in mind. So both of them have kavana. And we pass on this mandiyama. And like Rav Zera says, now the Rif brings down this halacha l'maisa, and the Ran learn, and he doesn't bring down anything about Rava. He doesn't bring down Rava. The Rif only brings this down and not the Rava. Zok the Ran, Rav Alfas is al kos of hod Rav Zera, b'shof gola the Rava. Zok the Ran, the Rif learned that this is arguing on Rava. And this mandiyama holds mitzvah shrich is kavana. Somehow the riff saw from this gemara that you have to have in mind someone else to be yotze for him is also a raya. He holds mitzvah shrich is kavana. They even a regular mitzvah kavana. And therefore in Shulchan Aruch we're choshes for the shita, and we hold mitzvah shrich is kavana because the riff, that's the riff shita. And therefore what comes out is that someone has to have kavana sa mitzvah. And therefore when someone's saying shema or any other mitzvah, he should have kavana to be yotze the shita, so mitzvah shrich kavana, which is according to the mechaber, is the ikka shita because he passes like the riff. There's a chayotim that says that if you're saying shema with birch kriyashma, it's like a umdina that you're having kavana. And that's what a lot of people are saying, but it's definitely better before you start saying shema, you should have in mind, I want to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of shema, or by kiddush, same thing, you want to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush. It's always good to have that in mind because we could be with paskin. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, which is the pasuk, that's how we pass it.
So the call from a bar, you can't be yes from Mashach.
What?
If you hear a call from a bar, you can't be yes because you didn't have Kavanah to be mighty.
If you didn't have Mashach, so you can't be, yeah, you can't be yes. We're talking about the case they did. So the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. Well, it says in the pasuk in the Torah that when there was a Machoma, a Molech came and attacked Klal Yisrael, Moshe already went up the mountain. And he held up his hands. When he picked up his hands, Klai Yisrael won. When he put down his hand, Klai Yisrael was weakened. So, Frank the Mishnah, does the Moshe's hands are making Mechama, or breaking the mechama. Eloi malach. It doesn't go like that. It's not the hands that do it. Eloi malach. Kol zman sheyishol mistakim kapi ma'ilu mishabim lima v'vim mishavayim. Kol zman that Klal Yisrael was mistakim ma'ilu. They would have betochen Hashem and they would mishabim their hearts to Hashem. Hoy miskabrim. Then they won. V'mlav hoy noiflim. Kiyotze v'dava. Another similar idea at the Omer. It says by the Nechashim, the Yidim complained about the man, and Hashem sent these snakes, these killer snakes, they were killing the people. It says, V'yem Hashem HaMoshah, say l'cha sharaf, make a snake, v'sim v'yisay al-neis, put it on a stick, v'yikah noshuch v'ra yisim v'chai, anyone who gets bitten will look at it and live. So you're going to tell me now, looking at something, that's how you live? So it says, break the mishnah, v'chi nochash, memis, anochash v'chaya, looking that, snake made out of copper, that's going to kill someone or make someone live? When the person looks klapi Hashem, he's mishabed himself to the Tata in Himmel. Then you got a refu. If not, they die. Now you're going to ask me, like, what is this doing here, this Mishnah, in the middle of nowhere? It says, remember, middle of Rosh Hashanah, about Shefer and about Kiddush HaChodesh. Where does this come in? So Mashah speaks out, Maisi lahach drosha at the Tori Elam kiven liba yotzam lavel yotzam. Going back to what we said before, if you have a kavana yotza, saying this also has to do with kavana. You have the right kavanas. You have the right kavanas.
So
you are right. You have to kavish. That's the way they did it. That reminded them of that. Reminded them. That was a reminder. Someone's feeling a reminder. You go into a rebbe sometimes. It's a reminder to mishabel avir shemeshmayim. That's what you're doing. The rebbe's not doing anything. It's a reminder. Zokta Mishnah Vayta, Cheresh Shoyta V'Katan, Ein Metzinas Rabban Dechavasam. A Cheresh Shoyta V'Katan, they cannot be Moitzi the mitzvahs, not Shofar, not Megillah, right? They can't be Moitzi any of the mitzvahs. Why not? Because they're not Mechuyim in Zaklal, Kol She'enoi, the Lashon Rabban is a little shver, it can't be Moitzi Yachar either, but the Rosh Hashanah already before answers the question, what's Lashon Rabban? But they can't be Moitzi anyone. Anyone who's not mechayiv in something cannot be mitzi other people there chayiv. Zokti maravaita. Tana rabbanon. Hakolcha yom tkiya shayfer. Everyone is chayiv tkiya shayfer. Who's the everyone? Kahanim, Levim, v'Yisraelim, Gerim, converts, v'avodim shachrorim, avodim that were freed. Because while they're avodim, they are potter. Why? They're like an isha. They have the same mitzvahs as an isha. Isha is potter in shayfer. Why? Because the mitzvah says it's man grama. Vetumtum is also chayiv, at least mesafik. We're not sure if he or she is in a cave or a zacha. Vadroiganis, also safik. Mishachetzi evachetz mechayrim, which means half the half that's ever not chayiv, but the half that's a mechayrim is chayiv. And the brayza goes further. Tumtum ain't a mitzi lois mina lois yinimino. Tumtum can't be mitzi a different tumtum. Because we don't know. Tumtum is someone who's the simanim are covered. So you don't know if he's a zacha or in a cave. So you can't be mitzi someone else because we're not sure. Maybe he's in a cave and the other one's a zacha. And even not a tumtum, he can't be mitzi. A droigenes mitzis mina. He can mitzis mina because this man of shach. A droigenes is someone who has both simanim. So therefore, he is a new either barrier for atzmai or he's a zachor in a keva. So whatever he is, the other person is also, and they can mitzi the other droigenes. Avloish any mina, but he can't be mitzi a regular person. Misha chetzi ever chetzi becharim. Ain't a mitzi lois mina loish any mina. A chetzi ever chetzi becharim cannot be mitzi anyone else. Also for the same reason, because his half of eved can't be mitzi the other person. He's a mix, so he can't be mitzi another chatzi eved, chatzi mecharim, or any other person as well. Zok the Gemara right. Now we'll just analyze some parts of this brayso. Amamar, hakol chayovim tkiya shayfer. Everyone's chayv tkiya shayfer. Who is that? Kahanim, Levim, Israelim. So Gemara pshita. Ihani lemechayev. If the Kahanim, Levim, Israelim are not chayev, so who is chayev? Ma mechayev. Zok the Gemara. I'm going to try a few ideas. Kahanim esrichle. Maybe the chiddush is Kahanim and Levim and Israelim are agav that. Sagad Ramina, the Hoyle Vuxiv says in the Pasuk, Yoim Teruah Yilachem, Manda Les El Abdakiyah, the Chad Yoimo, who the Mechayiv. Only people who only Chayiv once a year, they have the Chayiv of Shofar. Vahani Kahanim, since those Kahanim, Hoyle Vestuva Tekiyah Tchol Shana, they have the Chayiv Tekiyah all year, the Chsiv is Schat Machat Choy Choyz, Al Oyle Sechem, Eim Oyle Chayiv, Shun Mechayiv. Kamash, well, no. It sounds like this din of Tzakat Machat Choyz, din of the Kahanim. Even though maybe the Levim blow it, because we know the Levim did the Shira, could be they blew it with Kateshus, but it was then in the Kabbonis. It was then the Kahanim had to hear the Shayfa B'Shas the Kabbonis. So you would think, just since they have...
What? Kabbonis, other than the Kahanim.
Right, then the Kabbonis. Right, and the Kahanim are the one who bring the Kabbonis. So you would think that they
all the 23
other. I know, but right. But look at this, the Kahanim, every day they have a Chiv Shefer. The one who's bringing the cover, they have a Chiv Shefer there. So you would say there's no Chiv Shefer in Rosh Hashanah because their Chiv Shefer is every day. They have Chiv Chatzaitzus. That's what's happening every Gemara. Gemara's slog it up. So Gemara says, "Hail." Maybe you would think that they have Tkiyas all year. We shouldn't be chayim Rosh Hashanah. No, afraid to Gemara Kasha. Midami, hosam chatzoytzus, v'alcha shoifer. What chayches? That's chatzoytzus, not a shoifer. Well, that's not a chiddush. So we're going to try another one. Elo, kahanim v'levim itzrich. Saka d'agamino, hel v'tanan, since it says in our Mishnah before, shava yoivel Rosh Hashanah, l'skil abrachas. The yoivel, which is on Yom Kippur, was similar to Rosh Hashanah, the same type of shoifer, and the same malchus, zechroinus, and shoifers. So you see, yoivel has shaykhis up to Rosh Hashanah. So maybe you would think, man the east of mitzvahs of Yoivel, east of mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah. Vahani kahanim v'levim, yigaris, however less new with mitzvahs of Yoivel, since they don't have it, then Yoivel, the Tanan, like it says in the Mishnah, kahanim v'levim, moichim v'levim goyim v'olam, the halacha is kahanim v'levim don't have all the dinim of Yoivel. For example, Yisrael sells a bat yerchayma, he only could beguile it, only redeem it the first year, afterwards it goes, it's done. The same thing by Hekdesh. If he's makdes something and he doesn't redeem it before Yovel, after Yovel it's too late. See, he has certain, that's the din of Israel. A Levi does not have his din. Kahanim Levim, who had certain areas where they had fields, if they sell a field, they can always beguile it. They can beguile the oilam. So since they don't have din Yovel, a mitzvah Rosh Hashanah le'lechai, v'shem lechai v'mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, kamash v'lo, no. Kamash v'lo, they're still chai. So the Kapanam will say the chiddush is that Israelim's taka aga, that's pasha the chai, but kahanim v'lim etzrichalei, you would think it's a potter in Yovel. They would eat potter in Rosh Hashanah also, because they see they're similar. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah said in the Mishnah, kamash v'lo, no. Interesting Gemara, but the kamash v'lo, no, that they're not. They're still chai in Rosh Hashanah. Zokta Gemara Vaita, explaining Vaita the Braisa. Send the Braisa, means Yechetze Eved, Yechetze Mecharim. He can't be mighty someone else. Why not? Because maybe it's his chatzi eved that's being mighty to someone else, and therefore he can't be mighty someone else. Right? The Gemara, and for himself, it's better. How is he mighty himself? Maybe the chatzi eved is being mighty him. Rav Huna said no. It could be mighty himself. It's not a tamia. Rav Huna v'la'atzmai mighty. Right? The Gemara. Rav Nachman. Rav Huna. Ma'isto lachem deloy. Why can't you mighty other people? Because you're tzad avdus. This person is a half eved, half mecherim. An example of that is if two people own one eved and one guy frees his chelik. So the person is a half eved, so he can't mighty other people. So how can he mighty himself?
He can't make any brachas.
He can make brachas, but he can't be shayfer. It's just like a lady can make a bracha on a shayfer also. It's Mrs. Zayz van Grama. So he can make a bracha, Mrs. Zayz van Grama, but he can't be mighty. He's not mechuyev. So even for himself, how is he mighty as Ben Chayim side, if maybe the Eves being mighty as Ben Chayim side? His Ben Chayim side is Chayim. Yeah, cast one into exactly. So, no, the Eitzah is to hear it from a Baal Chiyuva. Go to regular shul and hear it. That's the Eitzah. So, look at the Maran side again. My Shnah, Lachem, Bloy, the Ossetzar Abdus, Mavitzar Chayim, the Asmanam, the Ossetzar Abdus today, Mavitzar Chayim today. Elo, Rav Nachman, Afla, Asman, and mighty. Even for himself, he can't mighty. He has to hear it from someone else. He can't be mighty even himself. But again, the problem is that the chatzi avdus will be mighty himself, and that can't be. So if he has to go here, shayfer from a baruch yu. So the Gemara Vaita, a very famous, important idea coming up. Tanya, I have a braid rab zera. Kol brachas kulam, avish yotza mighty. All brachas, you know you're yotza already, you can mighty someone else. That means anything someone's mechuyevin, I can be mighty other people, even if I was yotza already. Which means like this. Someone's in the middle of eating a meal, you know, on a Tuesday, and a guy walks in and says, you know, I don't know a bracha ha-maitzi. Can you be maitzi me the bracha? So they say, I made the bracha already. So he said, no, what do you mean? You're allowed to be maitzi me. You made maitzi me. The halacha is you can't do it. Why not? Because the reason why you're allowed to be maitzi someone with a regular bracha is because of the din of arvis. That means that, let's say a bracha on tekiyah shayfer. The bracha on tekiyah shayfer, you're mechuyev in shayfer, you're another person. Even though I blew shayfer already, you are mechuyev in shayfer. If you're mechuyev in shayfer, I am responsible for you. So that's called arvis. I am responsible for you. So I'm responsible for you, so I can make the bracha for you because I am responsible for you. Masha'inki, when it comes to you eating a meal on Tuesday, you don't have to eat a meal. Since you don't have to eat a meal, so then it doesn't pass arvis on that. Don't eat a meal. You know, if you eat, you have to make a bracha. Don't eat something. And since you don't have to eat, there's no din arvis on that. So let's read it inside again. So kol brachas kulan apis yotza moitzi, because that yim achuyevin. Chutz a berachas lechem berachas yayim shim lo yotza. If I didn't eat bread yet and I want to eat bread, of course I can moitzi you. Moitzi, because I'm making it for myself. But when yotza, you already made a moitzi on bread for yourself, ain't a moitzi, you can't moitzi someone else. Why not? Because he's not machuyevin it. So come to Gemara with a shayla like this. Boyi rabba. Birchas halechem shel matzah, or birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayoyim mahu. Here we have a case where it's taka, the bracha of matzah, we have two brachas of matzah. We make a bracha al achilas matzah, that definitely you can be mighty someone, because that's the mechuyiv, the matzah. But the bracha ha-mighty, how do you look at that? The same thing with kiddush. The kiddush part is zichik mighty someone else again. But the bayit priya gofen, how do you look at the bayit priya gofen? Do you look at it is that since I have to eat the matzah, or I have to drink the kiddush wine, so I have to make a bracha for it. Also, we had a bracha. So that bracha turns into a chiyav now, the bracha of Bayit Pri Gafen. Or, lemaisa, Bayit Pri Gafen is still a brichas hanan, which is something that you're not mechuyav in other times. So, can you make someone else if you're yoytz already? Brichas lachon shal matzah, brichas yayin shal kiddush yoyim, mahu. If you're yoytz already, can you make someone else on that bracha? On one hand, kivin the chayav hu mapik. Since it's a chiyav to eat matzah and a chiyav to make kiddush, I can be yoytz even with the Bayit Pri Gafen, even with the hamaitzi of the bracha. The bracha is be'etzem, not a chayv. Like Rashi says, "Birchas hanah lav chayv lemitzvah asya." She'af b'chol hanah yisu neges. So the Gemara Toshema, the Pshit, the Gemara that replaces the Shiloh. The Amar of Ashi ke'avina be'ra papi. When I was by a papi, have a mekadosh lon. He said, "Kiddush for us." And then the chayav asya arise medabra. When the arise came in, he came right late. He used to work mamas till Shabbos, and this was the sharecropper. He's got worked out in the field. He came in right before Shabbos. Have a mekadosh to make kiddush him also. So how can you do it again? Either he's yotze, teretz, you see from here, about bish yotze mighty, that's what we paskin, and that's how we paskin, and that's what, even makirish by day, we paskin that you can be yotze someone, you made a bread for already, you can mighty someone else with mechuyiv also, because it's a chiyiv of kiddush. Now, in Rashi, the Erevin says the lom is a little different, that there it's mashma from him, that the bracha of bread for gofen is part of the kiddush. Here, Agmar, the Rashi over here sounds like this. Since you have to drink the Kiddush, you have to make a bracha. Since you have to drink Kiddush, you have to make a bracha, becomes a chiyav. Rashi Ervin sounds like a little different, that Bayit Pri Gafen is part of the Kiddush. The only reason you drink is because it's a bazillion to make a Bayit Pri Gafen without drinking. There's a bigger chayim on this, but it's a little dakas to a difference. But upon him, either way, halacha l'mayis, if you make Kiddush ready for yourself, you could make Kiddush again for someone else. Who's mechuyav? If that person is mechuyav in Kiddush, not mechuyav in Kiddush, you can't do that. But if he's a bar chiyuv, you could do it again. Tanu Rabbanan. Like the same halacha before, you shouldn't make hamaitzi on bread. The minhag was when whoever made hamaitzi gave out the pieces, so that's what it means. Lo yifres adam prusa, shouldn't give out pieces. If you're eating now, but if you made a bracha already, then you shouldn't do it for them. If you're not eating now, you shouldn't do it for them. They have to make a bracha. No arvus on that. But the Gemara says, "Amar de Gazach, have a parishu lebon of rebeisek is chancham mitzvus." You could make a bracha for your children, even though you're not eating. It's a bracha levatala. So the Ritva says bracha levatala is the rabbanon, and therefore you can makim chinuch, you can be over in it. According to others, the Magen Avraham has said that as the Raisa, he says the het is because it's not called bracha levatala. It's a chinuch, not bracha levatala. Uvahal of Megillah apish yotza maitziv. Hal of Megillah, which is a bar chiyuva, that's a chiyuv. There, the brachas are a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to say hal. It's a chiyuv to say Megillah. There, apish yotza maitzi. Even though you are yotza, you can still be maitzi other people. And there's not a shail here in the Shagazari and others to Re'evan if it's only by the Rabbanans or the Raisas. We're not going to get into that now. But upon him, the bottom line is that if it's somebody that mechuyavin, you can mighty other people. If somebody not mechuyavin, like a regular day, someone's not going to make a bracha, to make a bracha for him, you can't, unless it's your bonav and v'noisav to mechanchem and mitzvahs. Hadun aloch, ra'u bezdin, v'li nedeh for those that finished it.